Ford's lawyer says Ford's willing to testify under oath.
Christine Blasey Ford says that back in high school, Kavanaugh assaulted her, telling the Washington Post, "I thought he might inadvertently kill me. He was trying to attack me and remove my clothing."
Fox's Doug Luzhader. Kavanaugh denies it, saying he did not do this back in high school or at any time. Democrats want the vote delayed. They're searching for a baby in North Carolina, swept out of his mother's arms last night as she tried to drive across a flooded road in Union County.
"I was holding his hand, trying to hold him, trying to pull him up.
But she says he let go and was swept away. Florence, now a tropical depression moving north, is blamed for killing 17 other people. Flooding extends far inland, also bad on the coast. Fox's Evan Brown live in Wilmington.
Now, Dave, roadways here continue to be the problem. Local streets may be drivable, but the ways in and out of this city, which is usually surrounded by rivers, are impassable.
We know that this is a very emotional time for many people. Limited consumer goods, limited consumer fuel, and we just continue to ask for your patience.
Woody White is the local county commission chair. He says the Little River and the Cape Fear River could crest today, far above normal flood stage, and more evacuations might be called, Dave.
And then a white Chicago police officer's murder trial is scheduled to start this morning in the shooting death of a black teenager 4 years ago, but Jason Van Dyke's attorneys are trying to get the judge to move the trial out of the city, citing extensive publicity. Fox News, fair and balanced.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-597-0315. That's 800-597-0315. 800-597-0315. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
WSOY News Time is 8:03. Officials say people will be able to board airplanes using current Illinois driver's licenses and ID cards, even though the state won't be in full compliance with the federal Real ID law by next month's deadline. Illinois' latest extension to comply with the stricter federal requirements ends October 10th. Henry Haupt is spokesman for the Secretary of State's office. He says the Department of Homeland Security has assured the office that Illinois licenses and ID cards will continue to be accepted for domestic air travel after October 10th. Haupt says people do not have to worry. The 2005 Real ID Act imposes tougher requirements for proof of legal U.S. residency. Haupt says Illinois should be fully compliant by next year. In sports, it was the St. Louis Cardinals shutting out the Los Angeles Dodgers 5-0. Cubs fell to the Reds 2-1, and the Orioles down the White Sox 8-4. Cardinal baseball tonight, no pregame for you. They're in Atlanta to take on the Braves. We'll have that for you starting at 6:25. Your next news is up at the bottom of the hour. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom for Newhoff Media, media made locally.
This football season, support your favorite team your own way with custom-printed spirit wear from Play It Again Sports. Come in and design your spirit wear today. And Play It Again Sports has everything you need to outfit your entire football team. Cleats, balls, pants, gloves, and even practice jerseys. As always, Play It Again Sports buys and sells pre-owned gear. Everybody plays at Play It Again Sports in the Brentwood Village Shopping Center in Decatur. Proud to be Decatur's only locally owned sporting goods store celebrating 25 years. Play It Again Sports.
There's a secret ingredient to a healthier life, one that's available right here, and that's your local pharmacy staff. Our pharmacy staff at Dale Southlake and Coley's Corner are your medication experts. We're professionals who understand that dispensing our knowledge about your prescriptions are just as important as the medication itself. Buying local keeps more money here, not in a big box CEO's pocket out of town. Stop in Dale Southlake Pharmacy or Coley's Corner Drugs today, or call 429-5165 for free delivery. We're friends helping friends.
Full of promise.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today we've got sunny skies, highs near 91. Then for tonight, clear and lows around 67. For your Tuesday, mostly sunny skies, expected highs near 90. And Wednesday, mostly sunny, highs near 67. 91 degrees. Right now in downtown Decatur, it's 67 degrees.
Good morning and welcome to the Monday, September 17th edition of Byers & Company. We'll continue with our Charlie 10, Arts of Central Park, and a great night in history Saturday. Plus, we'll give away tickets courtesy of J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds. It all starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Monday. Hope you all had a great weekend. It is amazing to me to even begin to talk about this whole Supreme Court thing. Let me be very clear right off the top of the conversation here. I don't care whether Brett Kavanaugh becomes a Supreme Court justice or not. Because unlike other people on both the left and the right, I have not lost my mind.
Preach.
I care about who our counsel is, our school board. I mean, the stuff that actually impacts your life. The rest of this stuff, I just think it's all noise. I think it's okay that they want to hear this woman, but I think it's ridiculous for the theatrics of this to play out the way they have. And once again, I am not rooting one way or the other for this guy. Don't know him, don't care. I just have one question. I actually have several questions, but on the eve of this vote, this letter comes forward. This woman who contacted the Washington Post and then didn't want to do the story and then didn't.
And it wasn't just on the eve. There were some of these people that were, some of these politicians that were holding.
Dianne Feinstein had, yes. And the woman's congressman, a woman. First of all, I don't know anything about this woman. Here's what I would like to know. As described by her, drinking involved, high school party, groped over her swimsuit, and this comes out in couples therapy because she's damaged by this, but she can't even remember what year it happened. Does something not add up to you about that?
There's a lot that doesn't add up.
Or at least that it would be questionable on the eve of this when there's no other documentation of any other sort of behavior like this at all. Does the Me Too movement trump any sort of fairness or, I mean, literally now we're going to go back to high school?
And I think that should be kind of a testament to, if you have to reach back that far.
Not that there's, I mean, first of all, bad behavior doesn't have an
expiration date. I get that. But at the same
time. But my point being, there's no history of this. There's no, I mean, there is this one woman who is, and you know the crazy thing is? If I am to believe liberals on this, and the Republicans are just as, I mean, the conservative alt-right crazies are just as bad. But these are the same people that would argue for the Milliken professor who killed his family. Well, you know, that's in the past, and he.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You can't do this both ways, can you?
Well, sure they can.
Why?
In their minds, they can, because they'll justify it or
not
try
can,
to.
They do.
Now you think about
this. I don't think they even care. I mean, I think all of this, and it would be the same way on the other side, is just theatrics. I mean, do you think any of them actually care one way or another?
It is. No. That is exactly what it is. Just
But do you think the Washington Post writing this story, I mean, where they're extensively recounting friendships in high school, and oh, there were beer parties. I mean, are you really, this is reporting today?
I know.
Yeah.
And I wonder how many, if not only any of those Supreme Court justices, any of those people in these hearings, anybody in this confirmation process, if all of them can pass that test, if every single one of them can pass that test, then we have something to talk about.
But I mean, for years, we were told youthful indiscretions, why was okay to have Ted Kennedy be the lion of the United States Senate after he left someone to die at the bottom of a pond.
Yes, right. Exactly.
Right. But yet,
he would have been the guy up there still alive grilling this guy.
Yes, That's very true. Kavanaugh's 53.
Yes.
So you got to figure anywhere from 80 to 84, somewhere in that general range, right around the same time that you and I were in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And, gee, were there parties? Absolutely.
I just don't think that no one knows anything about this woman other than she's been published and she's an educator in the realm of psychology. But no one knows about her. We're just literally taking her say.
And this is not a situation where she accused him of rape and that there was an investigation. Then there may be some questions.
Yeah.
But this is just her account of what happened once at a party, but she can't remember when.
Well, but she's not sure what year it was.
Yeah, but it's just her account.
And her husband. Came out in therapy. Now, supposedly, I don't know the way this works, and maybe I'm way off base, but I mean, if something traumatized you that bad that you're still talking about it in 2018, don't you think you would remember what year it happened?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
If something's that traumatic, you remember the moment. You maybe remember what you were wearing, obviously a bathing suit.
Or she was drinking, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so then they went to this other guy who was friends or in that same peer group that was an alcoholic that wrote a book about getting sober. And although they can't find any references to Kavanaugh, they think one might be. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
This is high school.
Yeah.
I'm just so tired of the circus.
But when did the media give in to just sort of, I mean, when did the mainstream media become the National Enquirer?
And anymore, the National Enquirer is more.
No, but I mean, this is right. I mean, they wouldn't just a few years ago, they wouldn't touch the John Edwards stuff.
Nope.
And that was modern day, happening then stuff.
Which wasn't that the Enquirer?
They finally broke it, but the mainstream media wouldn't touch it. And now we're doing accounts from high school based on one person.
Yeah.
With no vetting at all.
Right.
And then the mainstream media also believes that if we don't go for this, if we don't follow along with the storyline they want to feed us, there's something wrong with us.
Well, you know, of course.
And of course she goes out and hires this attorney who's this part of this Me Too movement attorney who's given to Democratic candidates and is a Democratic operative. I guarantee you she says she's willing to testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee about the episode, her attorney said this morning.
We'll see about that.
And a couple of GOP, two Republican senators have said they want that to happen before there's a vote. And okay, fine. And I guess Kellyanne Conway told Fox News Monday that Mrs. Ford should tell her story, adding this woman should not be insulted and should not be ignored. No one's insulting her. I just don't know how, without knowing anything about her at all, when there's no other evidence of any sort of behavior like this at all, that now it's one person says one thing, mm-hmm. one person says another, and all of a sudden, because of the theatrics of this, it's going to be this circus. And I also don't know at what point during all of this did he said, she said become, well, what she said must be true, what he said must be a lie. When did that happen? When did he said, she said become, well, he obviously is lying and she is obviously telling the truth only based on gender?
Dangerous.
But that's what we've been doing for 2 years.
That's when it all went down.
And it would be one thing if there were a handful or a dozen. But this is one person's memory of a beer party in high school
that we're now recounting into a Supreme Court justice confirmation hearing.
Which she can't even remember what year it was.
Yeah. This is not, sorry to use this reference, but it's not Bill Cosby, you know?
No, but that's what we've done in this country.
Right.
Because of Harvey Weinstein, because of Bill Cosby. Now, every man is automatically presumed guilty, and every woman is automatically presumed to be believable. Every single time, without any evidence at all.
Yes. Yep.
And maybe it's true. I don't know. Once again, I'm not advocating on behalf of Brett Kavanaugh. I don't care. I honestly don't care.
I'm with you. I don't care.
I don't either.
But I read that Washington Post article yesterday and just could not believe this is what passes for newspaper reporting in the year 2018.
You know, and it's funny, I mentioned last night Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who personally thinks this is just, she's sick of this. She sees for what it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's because they're not using the very same litmus test mm-hmm. that Ruth Bader Ginsburg said should be used when she was nominated and appointed. It's off the rails.
It is. And when you've got justices saying that, like, ugh.
Yeah. But, I mean,
especially very progressive.
And I, here's what I like. If Senator Dianne Feinstein had really kept this confidential, how in the world did everybody know?
Well, and if it's so damn important, why did she keep it confidential?
Because this woman asked. This woman also reached out to a tip line at the Washington Post, but then refused to tell her story. And I can, okay, I get it. Maybe she just didn't want all of the hysteria. And now maybe because the hysteria is already out there, she says, okay, we'll double down and go testify and at least try to get this guy's career
completely ruined.
Okay, well, I don't know. And maybe that's what she truly believes, and maybe she's justified in believing it. I don't know. I just know that the reporting is incredibly sloppy. And the idea that the same people, I mean, let's flash back and think about, gee, what Ted Kennedy have said?
Yeah. Good gracious.
He ran for president, mm-hmm. was considered the lion of the Senate, and was responsible for someone's death. And there wasn't sort of an accusation that he was. I mean, it was
very clear,
categorically true that he left her to drown and tried to cover it up.
Right.
But yet, because he was a Kennedy or he was a Democrat, same party. I mean, they did the same thing with Clinton, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they just absolutely ignored everything. And now it's all of a sudden, well, you've got this. But you're absolutely right. Take that panel of senators. How many of them could pass the test about bad behavior in their life?
Let's see how far back it goes, because I doubt you would make it as far as high school.
No.
I doubt as well.
That's why the whole lot of them, Republicans, Democrats, the whole crew, just a bunch of lying hypocrites.
And I think you're right. It does not matter right now what's going on. I mean, these crazies going of the overturning abortion. One justice is
like I said, I'm not even rude. I don't care about whether he gets appointed to the bench or not. I really don't. But we have just thrown fairness out the window in this country. And we've also thrown innocent until proven guilty out mm-hmm. the window based on your gender.
Yeah, that does not exist.
You know, as the mother of a son, that terrifies me. What's going to be as he gets older? Will it get worse?
Right.
Or will this be like a pendulum where it's going to have to swing back the other way?
Yeah. And what is fair or unfair in the world of politics? I mean, are we now going back to high school? I mean, do you want people serving that haven't made mistakes in their life? Because I guarantee you there's not any of us out there that haven't. And if you are so perfect that you've known you were going to be a Supreme since you were 15 and you've lived some weird,
I think
then you maybe not.
Yeah.
I think maybe there's something wrong there.
I mean, I remember when it first started getting this way. Do you remember when they dropped the George Bush DWI story like the Thursday before the election?
Yes.
Because he at 19 had gotten a ticket, because back then when he got the ticket, it wasn't even you got a ticket for
it. You got a ticket.
Right.
But this DUI thing, and I thought at that time it was supposed to be this big bombshell from the Democrats. But, I mean, I think most people just said, you know what, he was 19.
Right.
The drinking age was 18 back then. I mean, there were all kinds of, because I think you have different sets of rules for different times in life about what was.
Oh, yeah. And different sets of rules for different sets of people.
Yeah, but what we want to do now, though, is we want to take today's sensibilities and put them on 35 years ago or 55 mm-hmm. years ago or 100 years ago and not allow that people have evolved and changed and things are different.
Yeah, because it was a completely different time. You cannot take this year's standards.
Drunken teen parties and fondling
right.
people.
Right.
I mean, it was not seen then as it is seen today.
No.
Right.
Fair or unfair, right or wrong.
I mean, did some things need to change? And,
that's not what I'm saying.
But that is,
That's right.
That's not the case here.
Well, we'll see what happens this week. I'm quite frankly just sick of the whole thing and the behavior on all sides of the aisle. Because if it's their guy, it's okay. If it's the other guy's guy, it's not okay. And then it just flip-flops depending on, there's no moral backbone you're looking for in any of these people. And the same people who are going, I just wanted to be fair. If it were the other guy, they would be doing the exact same thing and opposite.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Don't look there for your examples of leadership.
That's just what they do. All right. Taking a quick break. Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Sunshine today and highs near 91 degrees. Then for tonight, clear and lows around 67. For your Tuesday, mostly sunny, highs near 90. And Wednesday, sunshine, highs near 91 degrees. It is 68 degrees right now in downtown Decatur.
If your dream house includes a four-bay garage with hydraulic in-ground lifts, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. That's because CarQuest Auto Parts is for those who really know and care about their car. Visit your local CarQuest Auto Parts store at Donnelly Automotive. They have the expertise, parts, and tools needed to get you back on the road. Visit Donnelly's at 1288 East El Dorado or give them a call at 428-7414. CarQuest is serious auto parts.
To find out more, tickets are now available for the Robin Vogel Memorial Dinner, Friday, September 28th at 6 p.m. at the Decatur Club. The event honors fallen Decatur police officer Robin Vogel and helps to fund the Robin Vogel Memorial Scholarship Program. The evening will include dinner and an opportunity to hear from TV personality Tommy Lahren sharing her support for law enforcement. Tickets are $50 each or $80 for a couple, but only a limited number of tickets are available. Tickets can be purchased at Newhoff Media, located at 250 North Water Street in downtown Decatur. For more information, visit NowDecatur.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
You have a list of things. None of those things say, wander around a warehouse looking for somebody to help you. Nope, you have a list of things and Ace has them. From lawn and garden brands you trust. We also have local experts who make sure you get everything you need. Because at Ace, we have our own list and great service is at the top.
Thanks for making Kenny's Ace your local place for paint and more. We're proud to be part of the Decatur community.
Everybody plays.
Everybody plays.
Everybody plays.
Play It Again Sports knows play. We sell and buy new and quality used sports and fitness equipment for less, and we pay on the spot so everybody can play.
Visit your locally owned Play It Again Sports, located in Brentwood Village, Decatur, or online at playitagainsports.com.
Play It Again Sports, the official sponsor of all those who play.
Linder.
This is Byers and Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Every time I've held you,
by the way, the lady in question here, as far as making these accusations, hired an attorney that, among others, literally defended Bill Clinton against Paula Jones's accusations.
Wow. I'd rethink how I shop for lawyers.
Now, wait a minute. Bill Clinton summoned, okay, and this is, okay, go to court documents when Bill Clinton unexpectedly reached over, and this is her testimony, took her hand, pulled her toward him so that their bodies were close to each other. I love the way your hair flows down your back. I love your curves. And put his hand on her leg, started sliding it toward her pelvic area, bent down to attempt to kiss her on the neck, all without consent. Jones claims she said, "What are you doing?" and had to escape to a nearby sofa where she attempted to distract the governor by talking about his wife, and then he goes on to expose blah, 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 blah. Now, this was all defended. And in 1998 on CNN, this lawyer, Katz, Paula Jones's suit is very, very, very weak. She's alleged one incident that took place in a hotel room that, by her own testimony, lasted 10 to 12 minutes. She suffered no repercussions in the workplace. I mean, it all depends on mm-hmm. your politics.
All depends on the politics.
Wow.
Clearly a one-time incident that took place in 10 to 12 minutes. She was not forced to have sex. She left on her own volition. The courts increasingly are finding this is not enough to create a sexually hostile work environment.
Claim. Well, this is funny because
this was as a grown man and a governor of the state of Arkansas.
And if those exact same things were said about this attorney's client now.
Now, this is what, hey, in 1998, she's quoted, "If a woman came to me with a similar fact pattern, that is someone in the company above her propositioned her, but only once, and she suffered no tangible job detriment, I would probably tell her, I'm sorry, it's unfair, but you don't have a case."
What in the...
Katz said the courts have generally held that a one-time proposition does not constitute harassment. If it's one time, it has to be severe, almost a sexual assault, not just touching of somebody's breast or buttocks or even forceful kissing. This is what she's all on the record of saying,
oh,
defending
wow.
Bill Clinton.
Wow.
That's a lost case right there.
That better
she
be.
Also came forward and was a huge defender of Al Franken. Context is relevant. He did not do this as a member of the U.S. Senate. He did this in the capacity of someone who's still functioning as an entertainer. She's donated $26,000 to Democratic politicians since 2004, including Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, John Kerry. Also donated to groups MoveOn.org, DNC. This is just all of this.
Oh, this is, yeah.
And by the way, as I'm saying this, I believe with all my heart, were it the other side and you flipped everything around, the behavior would be exactly the same.
Without a doubt.
There's just no one to root for anymore in Washington, D.C.
They've got to introduce
She also,
that
by the way, has referred to Trump voters as miscreants. This is the lawyer, right? Not the woman accusing, but the lawyer that is representing her.
Which I can guarantee you this lawyer went.
But doesn't anybody see the irony of putting a lawyer who defended Bill Clinton's behavior publicly about now trying to?
Yeah.
I mean, but only in Washington, D.C. would they just go, yeah, but that's the way the game's played.
Well, that was different.
That was our side. Different rules.
In the meantime, they're going to subject us, the American people, to this mess.
Only if you choose to be subjected to it, which I am telling you ahead of time, I am not. I'm out. Let me know what happens. And I don't care one way or the other. I really don't. And what we're going to do if we keep doing this on both sides is ensure that no one ever that you would want to be a leader will ever, ever run for anything. Because why on God's earth would you? Because you're going to put out 53 years of life out there so that one person can derail you with allegations that certainly are not proven.
And don't need to be.
Vehemently denied, but it doesn't matter. And your attorney's going to stand up there and talk about how this man shouldn't be fit to be on the Supreme Court, yet defended the president for the exact same kind of behavior based on one has a D, one has an R, because that's all they care about. Hypocrisy knows no bounds. I mean, it is just unbelievable. And once again, not rooting for Judge Kavanaugh. I don't care whether he gets put on the Supreme Court or not. I really don't. And care even less today. Because I've quit living my life through the prism of ideology. It's phony. It's not real. They use it to divide us and separate us and keep us from learning to like each other or find the things that we have in common. And it has nothing to do with fixing anything. It never has, I don't think. But it certainly doesn't in 2018. It's just one big political machine. Full of people getting rich and spouses getting rich, and the system just churns out anybody that goes there with some fresh-eyed optimism and wants to do something different. And it just that I listen, all of it
chews them up, spits them out.
Yeah, it is truly a swamp, but it's not a one-sided swamp. It's a two-sided swamp. They've come to this like diabolical agreement, right?
Yes.
On how to play this game. And keep America divided and not do anything.
And get rich in the meantime.
And then get wealthy and their family gets wealthy. And then after they're there, they go and they become lobbyists and this and that. The whole system is so corrupt. The entire thing. So excuse me if I don't have any great faith in any of these supported or supposed leaders and their high and mighty moral outrage about anything. Look in the mirror. We've got to take a break for the news. When we get back here, I will be giving away Cardinals tickets, courtesy of J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds. I know we've got a couple of series left here. I don't know whether we're going to have a postseason or not. That series against the Dodgers didn't look too great, but who knows? If we do, we will have tickets for the postseason. Here's Jeff Daly. Stay tuned.
WSOY News Time is 8:29. The city of Decatur and the union that represents Decatur police officers have reached a tentative agreement on a new labor contract to replace the one that expired more than 3 years ago. They'll be voting on that tonight at the Decatur City Council meeting. Interim City Manager Billy Taya says the negotiation process was lengthy, but that he's excited about where we're headed. The city will vote on the new pact during its regular meeting tonight. That dates back to when the previous agreement expired to 2015. The contract with the Police Benevolent and Protective Association Unit Number 39 will cover the 2018-2019 fiscal years and will expire December 31st of next year.
Officers have been working under the previous agreement since May 1st, 2015. The city's 2018 budget included $1.25 million for the anticipated police back pay. Council meets tonight at 5:30 on the third floor of the Decatur Civic Center in the City Council Chambers. More news after Fox at 8:30.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. A woman accusing Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault when they were in high school is willing to tell her story publicly to Congress.
She clearly considers this an attempted rape. She believes that if it were not for the severe intoxication of Brett Kavanaugh, she would have been raped.
Christine Blasey Ford's attorney Deborah Katz there on NBC's Today Show. White House counsel Kellyanne Conway tells Fox,
she should not be ignored, she should not be insulted, she should be heard, but so should he.
Judge Kavanaugh says it didn't happen. A Senate Judiciary Committee confirmation vote is scheduled Thursday. A border guard is an accused serial killer in Texas.
Juan David Ortiz is behind bars on $2.5 million bond, accused of charges including murdering four women who were sex workers. Court papers say another woman escaped from Ortiz on Friday night after he pulled a gun on her. Officers believe he picked up and killed two more women after the survivor got away.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers, Fox News. We report, you decide.
WSOY News Time is 8:31. Opportunities long closed to Illinois residents with criminal records are beginning to open as employers seek new sources of talent and lawmakers bet that gainful employment will reduce recidivism. Illinois lawmakers have changed licensing laws to make at least 100 occupations more accessible to people with a criminal background. The state has also extended the types of convictions that can be sealed and therefore hidden from most employers. More than 27,000 people left Illinois prisons last year. Many people who get released return to neighborhoods that have high rates of violence and little economic opportunity. Illinois residents with criminal records or arrest histories account for 42% of the state's population, according to the National Employment Law Center Law Project. Convicted felons or giving convicted felons consideration for a job is increasingly being embraced as necessary, according to advocates. Cardinals shut out the Dodgers 5-0 last night. Reds down the Cubs 2-1. Orioles over the White Sox 8-4. Cardinals and Atlanta open up a series tonight in Atlanta. We'll have that for you. No pregame tonight. It comes your way starting at 6:25. Lindsay Escher forecast coming up. Your next news at the top of the hour. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom for Neuhoff Media, media made local.
I'm Jim Root. I'm running for Macon County Sheriff. As a sheriff, I'll be responsible with your tax dollars and be accountable to you. I will run a transparent office and maintain a department with the same values and ethics that I possess. I will ruthlessly go after criminals and drug dealers. I will provide a high level of service to the community. Please talk to the people you know at our department. I am supported by many command officers, deputies, and correctional officers. Find out more by going to JimRootForSheriff.com and please vote Jim Root November 6th, paid for by Jim Root for Sheriff Committee.
There's a secret ingredient to a healthier life, one that's available right here, and that's your local pharmacy staff. Our pharmacy staff at Dale Southlake and Coley's Corner are your medication experts. We're professionals who understand that dispensing our knowledge about your prescriptions are just as important as the medication itself. Buying local keeps more money here, not in a big box CEO's pocket out of town. Stop in Dale Southlake Pharmacy or Coley's Corner Drugs today, or call 429-5165 for free delivery. We're friends helping friends.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Sunny skies today and highs near 91. Then for tonight, mostly clear, lows around 67. For your Tuesday, sunshine, highs near 90. And Wednesday, mostly sunny, highs near 91. Currently in downtown Decatur, it is 72 degrees.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Monday, right now is the time where we head to Benjamin F. Edwards and Jamie Bruner, who is standing by. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. The popular averages closed mixed on Friday, and the Dow was up 8 points to 26,154. For the week, the big board rose 9 tenths, while the broader S&P 500 and NASDAQ composite added 1.2% and 1.3% respectively. In economic news, retail sales rose 1 tenth during August, below the consensus expected gain of 4 tenths. Retail sales were up 6.6% year over year. Industrial production was up 4 tenths during entering August better than the 3/10 forecast gain. European markets were lower today, with the London FTSE down 0.08%, while the DAX in Frankfurt was off 0.32%. The Nikkei in Tokyo was closed for a holiday. The 10-year U.S. Treasury note was down 4/32, yielding 3.013%. Gold futures were up 80 cents at $1,201.70. Crude oil futures were up 52 cents at $69.50 a barrel. The Dow is starting the week at 26,123, a negative 31 points. ADM at 49.89, Ameren 65.15, Caterpillar 145.81, Norfolk Southern 179.15, PPG 112.31, Tate & Lyle 33.90, and Mueller Water 11.60. And today's quote comes from Martin Luther King Jr. Faith is taking the first step even when you don't see the whole staircase. This is Jamie Bruner with Benjamin F. Edwards & Company, member FINRA and SIPC.
Thank you, Jamie. As always, we appreciate it. We'll check in with you first thing tomorrow morning. One last thing on this Supreme Court story. And I don't know. I guess when you throw out something like this in defense, people are going to go, well, yeah, sure, you got 65 people to write a letter and sign it saying that they knew you in high school and that you were nothing but a gentleman. And as some people were putting it, like Emily Nunn on Twitter, well, Ted Bundy was innocent. I know this because he never killed me. Okay, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, that is ridiculous. And
but the point is, if one woman says one thing and 65 women say another, why is the 65 dismissed but the one is... Because you don't want this out there, because that gets in the way of you trying to not get him confirmed.
Right.
So even in an era of Me Too, why are 65 women being dismissed when we're supposed to believe women when they come forward based on, well, because he didn't do that to any of those.
Well, and what bothered me, I heard the...
By the way, they're all over the political aisle in these 65. I mean, there's not 65 Republicans.
At the bottom of the hour, she was quoted, at the bottom of the hour, Fox, saying, she was quoted as saying, if it hadn't been for Kavanaugh's drunken state, she's sure she would have been raped. Now, it never happened, but now there's... It's almost like, I'm sure I would have been raped. Now it's like, okay, now we're gonna consider him a rapist. It went from, do you know what I mean?
But the whole thing is.
Well, and the other question I had was when I was listening to Fox News there. I was like, okay, if he hadn't been as intoxicated, would there have been a bigger threat?
At this point, you can question whether it even happened.
Exactly.
There's no proof of anything.
No, I know that.
But what I'm saying, though, is if 65 women who went to high school or were in that prep school area there in Maryland at the same time he was, from all over the political spectrum, write a letter saying, hey, we've known this guy for more than 35 years, why are 65 people's opinions dismissed, but one is to be believed no matter what without proof?
Right.
And gets their own hearing.
I don't know. They write, Dear Chairman Grassley and Ranking Member Feinstein, we are women who have known Brett Kavanaugh for more than 35 years and knew him while he attended high school between 79 and 83. For the entire time we have known Brett Kavanaugh, he has behaved honorably and treated women with respect. We strongly believe it is important to convey this information to the committee at this time. Brett attended Georgetown Prep and All-Boys High School in Rockville, Maryland. He was an outstanding student and athlete with a wide circle of friends. Almost all of us attended all-girls high schools in the area. We knew Brett well through social events, sports, church, and various other activities. Many of us remained close friends with him and his family for over the years. Through the more than 35 years we have known him, Brett has stood out for his friendship, character, and integrity. In particular, he has always treated women with decency and respect. That was true when he was in high school and has remained true to this day. The signers of this letter hold a broad range of political views. Many of us are not lawyers, but we know Brett Kavanaugh as a person, and he's always been a good person. It's signed by 65 different women.
But they their opinion and their thoughts and
well, because
their
recollection you get dismissed, well, I know Ted Bundy wasn't a murderer because he didn't murder me. And this is to the Me Too movement definition that a man is guilty no matter what.
Yep. Yep.
Yes.
Now, since we're speculating.
I'm not speculating at all.
No, but what happens 10 years from now with all of this, just this insanity and this hysteria? What happens 10 years from now? Do you believe in the pendulum effect? Do you believe that you can swing so
far one
way?
That
it actually, the momentum has to go the other way?
Yeah, I think that
because some people have hijacked legitimate criminal cases and legitimate complaints of harassment, that you become the boy who cried wolf after a while. And even innocent people or guilty, you know, people. I mean, you after a while, it just becomes, I mean, at what they've done with this. And when I say they, meaning that the people who just don't care about the carnage and whether people are guilty or not, they've created so much noise that, yeah, this one's getting it because this is what Washington, D.C. wants to do. And this is what the East Coast and the West Coast care about. So you're going to get inundated with this. And if there was not flooding in North Carolina, this would be 24/7 wall to wall.
Yes. And what's really just so sad about it is that, you know, like I mentioned, the pendulum effect. There was a movement needed. There was change needed,
particularly
in the entertainment industry and things like that. With the Harvey Weinstein, we learned that. But
they want, listen, TV wants their Clarence Thomas, Anita Hill moment.
Yes, they do,
and that's what Democrats want, and that's what they're going to get. And yes, they're going to. Yeah, you can point out all the hypocrisy in the room. The constant apologizing away of Bill Clinton's behavior, the same excuses. You listen to the verbiage that was used by this woman's lawyer defending Bill Clinton versus what she's now defending as a lawyer on these allegations. And there's no way in the world you say that person can have those opinions at the same time. There's no way.
There's no way.
But they don't care.
They don't care.
And none of them care. And they all know that.
And if I was a real victim, I would be so angry.
But I think they probably are. But, I mean, you got to remember that not all that long ago, we were celebrating the life of the Lion of the Senate. The same body that's now making this decision and doing this, he was considered to be the Lion of the Senate.
Right.
What do you think Mary Jo Kopechne's family felt every time they had to turn on the TV and see the Lion of the Senate? Oh, but those were youthful indiscretions. Now we're back in this guy's high school days. With a charge by a woman who doesn't even know for sure what year it happened. And it's automatically guilty. And which is why they shouldn't be picking Supreme Court justices.
Mm-mm.
I mean, I know that's what the Constitution requires, but that's exactly, just make it up as you go along based on ideology.
It's sickening.
It is. All right, I'm done. That's it. I'm done. You just let me know how it turns out.
All right.
Because I'm done following.
Get back to you later on that.
Time now for the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee, locally indicated for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their bean.
You wouldn't just let anyone into your home. So why would you blindly buzz someone into your place of business? Liaison can install entry systems and video doorbells to help you safely control who enters your facility. In addition, Liaison can install surveillance cameras to give you video documentation of who is coming and going at your home or place of business. Learn more about these technologies at Liaison, 288 Park Street in downtown Decatur, across from the post office, and at liaisonhomes.com.
If your significant other asks you to slip into something more comfortable and you put on coveralls, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. If you never have to remind yourself that it's righty-tighty, lefty-loosey, then CarQuest is for you. CarQuest is for those who really know and care about their car. CarQuest is serious auto parts.
Choose Donnelly Automotive at 1298 East El Dorado. Give them a call at 428-7414. Donnelly Automotive. Great people, great products, great prices.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why wander around a warehouse store for paint when you could just swing by your local Ace? Ace has award-winning service and offers the extra mile promise. If we don't get you everything you need in one trip, delivery's free.
Thanks for making Kenny's Ace your local place for paint and more. We're proud to be part of the Decatur community. Stop by Kenny's Ace, a local business where you can count on getting great help.
Minimum purchase of 1 gallon of paint. Delivery subject to availability. Visit acehardware.com for more details.
This football season, support your favorite team your own way with custom printed spirit wear from Play It Again Sports. Come in and design your spirit wear today. And Play It Again Sports has everything you need to outfit your entire football team. Cleats, balls, pants, gloves, and even practice jerseys. As always, Play It Again Sports buys and sells pre-owned gear. Everybody plays at Play It Again Sports in the Brentwood Village Shopping Center in Decatur. Proud to be Decatur's only locally owned sporting goods store celebrating 25 years. Play It Again Sports.
This is Byers and Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Monday, the 17th of September. Hope you're having a great start to your week. We had a lot of fun over the weekend at the Taste of History, which was celebrating the James Milliken Homestead, the Oglesby Mansion, the Mueller and Staley Museums. You can see a video of that part of our Charlie 10. They got the Charlie deal going on at Bob Brady. And Charlie makes a surprise appearance in the video. You can check it out and get some great interior shots of those four places we just mentioned. Arts Council and Gallery 510 hosted the Arts in Central Park over the weekend. That video will be up later this afternoon. Got a new Bob Brady vehicle in that one. Got the Cadillac CTS in the Taste of History. I think the Millikens, Staley's, Mueller's, Oglesby. Yeah. Cadillac CTS would have been right up there, Allie.
I mean, if you
wonder what a Cadillac CTS would have been, you know, like since it only cost $18,000 to build the homestead at the time.
Well, did you see Hieronymus Mueller's the car? Like one of the first model, you know. I mean, that was the height of luxury. So, of course, it would be a Cadillac.
It would be, like a CTS, in that exact color. I love the color. It is dark Adriatic blue.
It is gorgeous.
Metallic dark Adriatic blue. All right, so what's coming up this weekend? The D-Town Throwdown?
The D-Town Throwdown.
Go out to the CrossFit folks, pull on cars and stuff. I love watching these people do what they do.
It's humbling a
what do
little.
You mean?
Like, especially the women competitors. I'm always just in awe. And awe of what they can do.
Yeah.
You know, and then just the competitive nature of it, but yet there's this camaraderie with that kind of thing. And really, I mean, it's open to the public to check out. There's bleachers. It's a lot of fun. It's family friendly, you know, and then you can see them pull trucks.
Right.
That's something else.
Well, it is a lot of fun, and that will be part of our Charlie 10. You can get the full list at nowdecatur.com. We want to thank the folks at Bob Brady for their efforts behind that, and Limitless Decatur in Macon County. We're having a great time. So next year, when you hear about A Taste of History, make sure you buy a ticket.
Get a ticket fast.
They had a lot of people there. Trolley was going back and forth to all the places. You could walk. And the Staley Museum is actually open for the first time in a while since they've had that lightning strike, and they're doing some repair work. I didn't get in there, but you said they had a great band. I told you they had a harpist over at the Oglesby Ranch.
It was really cool. And I love because they all span different eras of history.
Yeah.
You know, so you really kind of get a real kind of walking tour through the history of Decatur a little bit.
Right.
They had more of a speakeasy style.
Yep.
They had a sign outside and, you know, and they had to have a password and that kind of thing. And then the band, I mean, it was like a banjo and a standing bass and a trumpet and a trombone. And it was definitely that kind of speakeasy sound and, you know, kind of the 40s. And it was awesome.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, it was a lot of fun. And the video is great. And then, as I said, Arts in Central Park will be up this afternoon. Tomorrow morning, Ryden Rem of Kyle May. I want to do a little bit with him on bike safety. Obviously, this 71-year-old, this accident that happened out there with a truck collision and this bicycle rider. We don't really spend a lot of time talking about that. But you got to be really aware when you're out, particularly on the country roads. And if you think about all the people that are biking, I mean, it's not that this happens all the time. But drivers should probably also be aware. So we'll do a little bit of that with Kyle tomorrow morning with Ride and Run. We also have the Redbird Report. What does he think of that performance against the Dodgers this weekend? I thought they just laid a big fat egg. I know they got one back yesterday, and they're now tied with the Dodgers for that wild card spot. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
So is that the first spot or the second spot?
Second spot.
God. We're going to go – this is going to white knuckle all the way to the end, right? I mean, this is what we're going to do with this?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's in our hands. We'll play the Brewers and the Cubs. In fact, we close the season out with three games at Wrigley, right?
Right.
This could be great, or it could be a disaster. Or it could be great right up until it's a disaster.
Our buddy the Cardinal fanatic was texting me yesterday saying, you know, he's just basically done. He goes, the Dodgers are just a great team.
So, they are?
Yeah, he said they played really solid. I didn't watch as much, so.
Yeah, okay, I don't know. I mean, the Cardinals look great for about a month and a half.
Yeah.
I think
Yeah,
I think it just all depends on timing, right?
Sure.
And we have been hot when we needed to be hot in the past. But the year that we won the World Series as a wild card team, no one expected that. We don't have nearly the talent, I don't believe, today that we had back on that roster. But I'm not going to give up.
And if we do lose, it's by our own, you know, I mean, we had it laid out with a path to victory. And you know, it's not like we're going to lose because somebody else did something to somebody else that eliminated us. We're going to either get in or we're going to eliminate ourselves.
Right.
And that's at least a situation you have some control over. So I'm a little better, feel a little bit better about that, don't you?
Sure.
I mean, we can screw it up, but we can also not screw it up. I mean, it's not left up to someone else.
Right. It's just, I think they're struggling again. They're back to struggling again.
Okay.
I'm trying to be optimistic, but
all right. You're bringing me down. Turn off. No, I'm done with you.
All right. Fine. Whatever.
You're seeing one of those moods today. Go hate the world on somebody else's time. Friday the 21st, I have a pair of tickets to see the Giants. It's fan appreciation weekend. And let's take caller number. Actually, let's line up five calls at 875-1340. Do that during the break, and then we'll talk to them, and I'll pick a deserving winner out of those five. 875-1340 is the telephone number. Give us a call right now. Right now, Lindsay has your WSOY three-day forecast. Back with more after this.
Today we've got sunny skies, highs near 91. Then for tonight, mostly clear, lows around 67. Tuesday, sunshine, highs near 90. Wednesday, mostly sunny, highs near 91. It is currently 73 degrees in downtown.
Did you know pharmacists count in ways you might not realize? In fact, your healthcare provider counts on your pharmacist as a medication expert to guard against those potential medication side effects. Local families count on us as reliable healthcare professionals for many of life's ailments. You can also count on our staff at Dale Southlake or Coley's Corner Drugs to be your one-stop shop for over-the-counter medications, CBD oil, and unique gifts for every occasion. Call us today for free delivery or medication questions at 217-330-9552 or 429-5165. We're friends helping friends.
Fall is in the air, and that means it's time for high school sports. If you need to get outfitted with the best gear, come to Play It Again Sports in Decatur. Located in Brentwood Village, Play It Again Sports has served the Decatur area for over 25 years. Whether you're playing football, volleyball, golf, or soccer, Play It Again Sports has what you need to have your best season. Looking to sell some new sports equipment? Play It Again Sports will buy it. Visit PlayItAgainSportsDecaturIL.com to learn more. Play It Again Sports. Everybody plays.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Ace. Our neighborhood stores have the quality brands you trust, with local experts giving the advice you rely on. So Ace can help you every step along the way.
Thanks for making Kenny's Ace your local place for paint and more. We're proud to be part of the Decatur community. Stop by Kenny's Ace, a local business where you can count on getting great help.
Tickets are now available for the Robin Vogel Memorial Dinner, Friday, September 28th at 6 p.m. at the Decatur Club. The event honors fallen Decatur police officer Robin Vogel and helps to fund the Robin Vogel Memorial Scholarship Program. The evening will include dinner and an opportunity to hear from TV personality Tommy Lahren sharing her support for law enforcement. Tickets are $50 each or $80 for a couple, but only a limited number of tickets are available. Tickets can be purchased at Newhoff Media, located at 250 North Water Street in downtown Decatur. For more information, visit nowdecatur.com.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
All right, there's something wrong with the phones, or do we want to try this again? Because we've got people that we're holding and now they're not there.
Yeah.
875-1340 is the telephone number. I've got Cardinals tickets. Let's just go ahead and give it to caller number six.
Okay.
I'm running out of time here, and I don't want to have you have to do that all over again. Are we sure we're not having phone problems? Yeah. 875-1340 is the telephone number. I know. And I get that maybe we should do this in a little different way, because I don't like to talk on the phone, right? Fred Couples, the now older PGA golfer. I'm sure he's on the senior tour now. But he was famous for not wanting to answer the phone back when phones were really the only way you had of communicating. And when he was asked why he was afraid to answer the phone, his response was, "I'm afraid someone will be on the other end." And he had this weird phobia about answering the phone. And I think we've all sort of gotten to that point with texting and social media and all the ability to communicate without actually verbally talking to someone. we've all gotten a little weird, right, about answering the phone? Don't you think? I know you have.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Don't call me.
But that was considered aberrant sort of behavior at one point.
Yes. Oh, I can't stand that. And then don't leave me a voicemail saying, give me a call. Tell me why you're calling me.
I think you're too picky. All right, Scott, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Brian.
All right. You're the winner. How about that?
Oh, I'm excited.
All right. Well, listen, I've got tickets for you for Friday night against the Giants. It's Fan Appreciation Weekend, so you should have a blast. What do you think? We got a few weeks left here. Are you optimistic, pessimistic?
No, I'm optimistic. It's in our own hands. We're going to either win it or lose it, and I think we can do it.
All right. Well, Scott, I like your optimism. I'm going to put you on hold, make sure Lindsay's got your information, and courtesy of J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds, Scott and the guest are going to see the Cardinals take on the Giants Friday. That's a Fan Appreciation Weekend because we have tickets for the Saturday game, which we'll give away tomorrow. And then we wrap things up next week, Monday with the Brewers, Wednesday with the Brewers. And then, as we said, we close at Wrigley. Going to have a three-game series. I at least hope that matters at that point. That's all I'm asking for. You okay this morning? Just the idea it takes you that long to figure out how to respond to me.
No, I was recording something and I had the microphone switched off. Just not feeling good.
Okay. I was going to say.
I think the allergies and the crud all in the air is all.
Take just, a Zyrtec.
That's not what the problem is. It's getting down into my tummy.
Your stomach has allergies?
That would be drainage.
Yes.
Drainage from the sinuses going down the esophagus right. Into the stomach.
Okay, I knew better than to ask
See,
this question.
See, that's what I was trying
She's got
to be.
Low energy, Jeff. I'm going to give you like, I'm going to start giving just, everybody Trump names.
I was just trying to be.
Eeyore.
Low energy, Jeff.
Eeyore.
I was trying to be, just trying to be delicate about it. But instead, I feel like crap. My stomach bothers.
I'm going to call you the Ben Carson of the radio
show.
Yeah,
exactly.
No, it was Jeb. It was low energy, Jeb.
Low energy, Jeb.
Yes, but do you remember Ben Carson also just kind of.
Well, no, Carson had his own, that Spock eye thing, I remember, back when
eyebrows.
That debate was going on, yes, as he would tell you about the conjoined twins.
Right.
Again.
Low energy Jeff. That's what we're going to stick with on this fine Monday morning. Hey, if you missed any of the show today, including any of our interviews, you can check out the podcast at NowDecatur.com, the NowDecatur app up on our NowDecatur Facebook page. They're all presented by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. Tomorrow morning, our ride and run with Kyle May, our Redbird Report with Mike Claiborne, and we'll have the next video up in our Charlie 10 from the Arts in Central Park. It was a hot one on Sunday. There's no doubt about it. There were a lot of artists looking for shade and trees, but a lot of great work. Just good stuff. You can find that video coming up in just a little bit. And you can thank Charlie for the 10 events, 8 extra weeks of summer-like events. Maybe we'll get that crisp fall weather. I'm not sure. We're going to need it so kids can get an actual full day of education.
For once.
Yeah. Out again with District 61. Again.
You think it'll happen tomorrow?
I don't know. I think it's supposed to be warmer tomorrow than it is today.
Yeah, but I think they're going to realize it didn't get as hot during the day.
You think so?
I don't know. Maybe. And plus, they've had a day to kind of start getting air moving through the building.
I'd like to find out when exactly that rule was put in place by the state as far as funding is concerned with 3 hours of classroom time to be fully reimbursed. Because I will bet you that schools getting out early exactly coincides whenever that was decided.
I'll try to find that out today because I get a call about an unexcused absence.
Yeah, I heard about that. That it was not his fault, though, right?
He was, Mom, I was having a meeting with the superintendent. I wasn't unexcused. You are such a nerd. You can't even skip school, right?
That's it for us. We'll be back tomorrow bright and early, 6 a.m. Have a great day. Enjoy the weather. We'll see you soon.
Get your news, weather, and sports now with the Now Decatur app, available for free for iTunes and Google Play. Only with Now Decatur and WSOY Decatur.
8:59. Good morning. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY.